Okay.
Any idea? Okay. What about something smaller than a mountain? What is something smaller than a mountain that's maybe rolling? What'd you call it?
Hill. Okay. Rolling hills.
Something, an area between two peaks.
A valley.
Okay. And something with maybe sharper sides, maybe a stream or a river runs down at the bottom.
Canyon.
Okay. When water goes over a cliff, you call that a...
waterfall.
Okay. In a river with rapids, where the water goes over the rapids, there's a special name for the water at the rapids. What do you call it?
White water.
Okay. Plants that bloom are called, or the blooms are called what?
Flowers.
Okay. Do you know any wildflowers?
Well, the blue bonnet, the daisy, the...
Okay. What's the difference between a rock and a stone?
Let's see, what time are we?
Yeah, we're running out of time. Well, it's
how much more time do we have?
It's 5 till 12.
Yeah.
When do you have to leave at 12?
I have 10 till 12. I have to be supposed to meet friends at a movie over here.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you from
at,
that.
I think I'm supposed to be over there 10 minutes after 12, so I've got at least 15 minutes more.
Okay. Okay. Good. I don't want to... Yeah, make sure you get there. Okay. Okay. The difference between a rock and a stone.
The difference between a rock and a stone. Well, a stone you think of as loose, that you could pick up, where a rock could be just a solid, big piece of something that you really couldn't lift, although there are small rocks, I guess, you could lift. That's what I think of is the difference.
Okay, a woman who's lost her husband is a...
widow.
And a child born out of wedlock?
Is a... well, a male would be a bastard, wouldn't it? Is a...
could be.
Female that?
I don't know.
Or a...
well, it's whatever you think, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I would... that's the word that comes to my mind. It's not a very attractive word. But a child born out of wedlock, what else would it be?
Oh, well, people have different names for them, but, you know, I'm just interested in your words.
So. Yeah, okay.
But you don't know any euphemisms? Because you said that was a pretty harsh word, so...
yeah, it is a harsh word. Well, a fatherless child.
Okay.
Fatherless. That's a more common word now, fatherless.
Have you ever heard of a noisy serenade after a wedding?
Yes.
What do you call it? Or something where they kidnap the groom?
Oh, no, I've never heard of that. No.
You ever heard of a shivery?
No.
Okay. The instrument...
gosh, there are lots of things I haven't heard of. Gosh, it's amazing.
Well, these words
can see
are really...
in this linguistic thing, if somebody used words of these different kinds, that you might peg them to a certain area.
Yeah, or they might be comparable, but in El Paso, we're sort of remote from these old cultural ideas. What's the kind of musical instrument that you play with your mouth?
Harmonica.
Okay.
Flute.
Okay, with you know, flutes, harmonicas, guitars, you play... what kind of... What do you play in general? Or on the radio you can listen to?
Well, it's just... I don't know what you're talking about.
Just generally. If you want to listen to...
music?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, kids play on this and it goes up and down like that.
Teeter-totter.
Right. And if you take the bone out of a turkey, the clavicle bone, you pull on it, that's called the...